here, Top 97, of course, Funk Flex.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Diddy.
Your boy Diddy's in the building.
Dirty Money.
It's that Dirty Money.
All right.
Hey, yo, Flex, I got a special announcement.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm having this little soiree, this little event in New York. I'm not even going to say the day to make it hectic, but sometime soon.
Yes.
And right after this interview, I'm going on radio silence. So I just wanted to make an announcement because I know a lot of people in the city is trying to figure out how to get on that guest list.
You're going to shut down.
Yeah, I'm just shutting that down on the Twitter, the BlackBerry, because it's like this is one of those family affairs. Sometimes it's like everybody, and sometimes it's like the family affair.
It's not loose. Okay. So,
happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday.
Can I enjoy it?
Yeah,
you know,
man.
Don't stress me out, Jack.
I got my list here, Paul.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, Kalina, don't move, because I got a couple questions for you. Be clear.
Okay.
All right.
I want New York to understand what the group is about and anything, so I know you got to ask me all of the blogosphere negative questions. You're not a negative brother. You just want to keep people informed. Clear the air. The air is important for the air to be clear.
Yeah. Did you know clear. What the word is on the street? Yeah, I did your man. You don't ask him nothing.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Come up there,
yeah,
just, you know. So, Mace. Now, it's funny. I came across the record. Is it Ben Stretch Shake?
Yeah.
And which was 04.
Yeah.
And I forgot that you guys did an album together again.
Yeah.
So now, is he still on Bad Boy?
See, people don't understand that. That's when the that right there was like, that was the second big check. You know? So everybody was wondering, like, yo, what's going on? You know, why ain't you letting them do the 50 thing or whatever? We just had some unfinished business. We had some unfinished business after the first one, when he decided to become a pastor, because he had decided to become a pastor after he had just got a big check.
Now, when you say unfinished business, does that mean like when a record unit sell? And
it's supposed to sell
a certain amount.
Now, when you renegotiate with somebody, you know, usually there's a big advance involved, especially with a multi-platinum artist, like a multi-million dollar advance. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, if it's almost like a good faith loan. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like here's an advance on the work we're about to put in. And you know, you signed for that, and that means you're going to get on the road, you're going to promote it, you're going to do the videos.
It was supposed to be a couple albums.
Definitely was for a couple albums. So, boom. So, he did, you know, when he decided to become a pastor, so then we were like, okay.
But he came back after that.
Yeah, listen, we said that first check that we had put out, we're going to take that L. We're going to give that to the Lord. May God bless us. That's going to be our tithe.
So then
when he came back on the welcome back, it was, the game started getting a little rough, so everybody had to. Everybody wasn't clicking for everybody right away. So when it wasn't clicking right away, I think he decided, well, let me go back to church. But the problem was he still had that check.
The paper.
He still had that check, which I had no pride to say. We need to talk business. And you know, as time went on, I was like, you know, recently I was just like, let me just chalk that one up as an L. I've had to chalk a lot of people don't understand. People just think.
So you took the two L's, but then you can't take the two L's and he goes someplace else. That can't happen.
Yeah, that's where I was at. But then also when he was starting to come out again, I was just like, I'm so tired of taking L's. You know what I'm saying? I've learned with this one. You know what I'm saying? Fool me once, fool me twice, whatever. You ain't fooling me three times. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, check this out. You know what I'm saying?
Need to get some of this back.
Nah. I was just like, you just got me. It's just part of the game. I was just like, you know something? You got your freedom. You go do what you need to do, cause I don't want to end up in no trouble. I don't want to have no problems with nobody.
So he's not on the label right now.
As of right now, he has his freedom to do whatever he wants to do.
Oh, so and then
yeah, he has his freedom.
With no money and no nothing. You can go and sign with whoever you want to sign with.
Yeah, yeah. Just wish me luck. I just want him to wish me luck.
Okay.
I just want him when he's in church to say a prayer for me that I get some of that paper back. That's okay. All. Okay. That's all I ask. Is that too much to ask, New York?
No, it's not.
Oh,
man. It's not. We, and the easiest. No one wants to take a loss. No one wants to take a loss.
I mean, you know.
I think, man, you've come to see me a couple times, but I've never asked you. So what happened to Black Rob?
Black Rob.
I threw you off with that, right?
No. You didn't throw me off with that. One of the things that everybody has to understand is, like, there hasn't been a lot of labels that have had the longevity of Bad Boy. I think Bad Boy gets a lot of heat and gets a bad rap because we've been in the public eye long enough. if you analyze every label and you look at their artists and you ask where their artists at, you know, 5, 10, 15 years later, you know, there's some casualties that have been had.
You know, but what comes, you know what it is, though, Puff, like,
Black Rob went to jail.
We can't put your label in everybody else's category.
No, you can't.
You know, you cannot. No, you know why? Fam, when that Craig Mack and that nigga touched down,
yo,
it was so unbelievable, my brother. There's like, I think, and you've only gone upwards since. You know, it's a, I think it has a little bit lasting memory. Because of your artist, and you know, there's some labels that got an artist that got one record or got one album. You know, we're talking about artists that had a couple albums and a couple good albums. So you know, the people definitely want to know. You know, so is Black Rob still on Bad Boy?
Yeah, let me please address that, sir.
Yeah.
what I am, I'm a provider of an opportunity. I own a label called Bad Boy. I don't have a secret type of spell to control people's lives. I can't keep Black Rob out of jail. I cannot. That's something that I could not do. You know what I'm saying? I love Black Rob to death.
I don't think people blame you. I don't think people look at you as reasoning for why he's.
I'm just stating a fact. I'm not being defensive. Yeah, I can't. That's what happened to Black Rob. If Black Rob was here and around, I know he'd be making great music. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to name no names. I've had to deal with artists. I walked into my booth one time and an artist was in the corner of the booth smoking crack. I've dealt with so many crazy things. I've had somebody tell me they was going to be a pastor and we was hot. I've had somebody smoking crack. I've had somebody in a police chase. I mean, it just comes with the game. I mean, you can say it's bad fortune, good fortune. I've had ups. I've had downs. It comes with the game. So check it out. You want to go to Def Jam, Slick Rick went to jail. This one did that. This one fell off. This one got arrested for rape. You know, it's just this world we live in. We have not figured out psychologically. And also, I don't think that we needed like a rapper union psychological type of overseer to help rap artists with their careers because a lot of them have crashed and burned.
But you know, this is the first time. You know what? I'm gonna come out.
You know, when you interview me, you're gonna need a couple of hours.
Nah, we're gonna rock out. Yeah. Listen, we're gonna rock out. Top 97 Funk Flex.
But shout out to Black Rob, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he definitely was one of the dopest artists I've
had the
pleasure of working with. Take your time, brother.
It's Hot 97 Funk.
That Dirty Money.
Dirty Money. You know what it is, 2010. Yeah. Act like you want it. And we're going to get into those remixes again.
Funk Master Flex Night. Funk Master Flex. Funk Master Flex. Funk Master Flex.